tragedy 4 years ago. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
International investigators now say they've determined a Malaysian Airlines flight that crashed in eastern Ukraine in 2014 was brought down by a Russian missile. Nearly 300 people died in the crash. Moscow has always denied responsibility, but now the Dutch-led investigative team says the missile that brought down the plane was transported by a Russian convoy, and it was traced to Russia's 53rd Brigade that was located near the Ukraine border. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
An Uber car involved in a deadly crash in Arizona wasn't designed to automatically brake in case of an emergency. That's according to the National Transportation Safety Board. The self-driving car, which was being tested on a public road with a human operator, struck and killed a pedestrian who was illegally crossing the street in March. Uber also said on Wednesday that they're closing down their self-driving vehicle program in the state. This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
A photo of seven firefighters holding their babies ages 2 months to 15 months has gone viral. The firefighters, all from Glenpool, Oklahoma, got together with Fox News and talked about what this experience has been like.
Well, we just we got some wonderful wives, and some of us just got recently married, and we didn't waste no time and started family. So, but yeah, no, we just just had a lucky year, I guess.
Well, this is Gracie Lynn, and as you can see, she's pretty docile personality. We've been very fortunate. She sleeps well, and she's been a great baby, and we're just glad she's here to be part of the family.
A federal judge issues a ruling regarding President Trump's Twitter account. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
If President Trump wants to continue using his Twitter account as a public forum, a judge says he must adhere to the First Amendment, which means no blocking other Twitter users. It's according to a Wednesday court ruling that says Twitter serves as a designated public forum and is protected under the plaintiff's First Amendment rights. And therefore, the judge said their exclusion from the platform constitutes a breach of those rights. The court rejecting arguments from Trump's lawyers that the president's own First Amendment rights would be abridged if he was not allowed to block users. A Justice Department spokeswoman saying, "We respectfully disagree with the court's decision and are now considering our next steps."
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterton Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader. Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
All right. You know what? Throwing a script away. Not that we have a script. No. What I have in front of me in my desk at all points of time, Monday through Friday, the big weekend program as well, is I have a, it's like a forest of manila folders with various different topics and whatnot that I've done prep work on. And I kind of just lay it by ear. Whatever I feel like talking about at that point in time, I kind of grab that folder and go. The weekend program, the one you're listening to right now, are a big show. Some 200 stations plus around the country. I narrow it down to some degree. I do. And we are much more focused on financial planning topics on the weekend program than we are over the course of the week, where I go a little bit more here, there, and everywhere. But back when the show got started, some 18 years ago, it was 1 hour. 1 hour program, weekends, where I've primarily dealt with ripoffs and scams. And I was covering a lot of what was happening post, during .com boom collapse, helping people out still with a lot of the penny stock outfits out there, dealing with what we talked about last hour, a lot of abuse of senior citizens, elder fraud. And I got angry on programs. And yeah, many people remind me, they say, Chris, you're yelling too much on the show. I have no problem. I accept criticism all the time. And actually, I go back and listen to some of those programs from the early years, and yeah, I did yell. Boy, did I get angry. I've grown up a lot since the early parts. I'm going to call it that. The early days of this radio program, and I kind of, my outlook on things has changed. Maybe it's just, again, my experience has kind of made me somewhat more stoic. Now, people probably think I'm crazy because you see how hot and bothered and animated I am on this program and how passionate I am about the things that I talk about. But I most certainly changed my attitude. My anger back in the infancy was really directed at the bad guys, the sharks. My anger was directed at the sharks. The people that were out there ripping people off, scamming people, the big investment for, I would go off. Changed. I've changed. There was a Chris Rock stand-up routine from way back when. And it was involved, it's talking about the accident that took place in Las Vegas with Siegfried and Roy when the tiger attacked, one of their tigers attacked them. And he was mentioning that the newspapers and the media portrayed the tiger as going crazy. The tiger went crazy. Chris Rock in his skit said, no, that tiger didn't go crazy. That tiger went tiger. That tiger did what that tiger's going to do. It's like people getting angry at sharks. Getting angry at a shark? Shark's been doing the same damn thing for millions of years now. What are you getting angry at the shark for? I've kind of learned that, you know what, it is an exercise in futility in getting really angry, even though I still do from time to time, but not like I used to. Getting angry at the sharks, the crooks, the big brokerage firms. Oh, we talk about it here on the program, do we not? We cover it all. And I tell you exactly what they are and who they are. But It didn't get me anywhere. It really didn't get me anywhere back then. And that was one of the reasons why I got angry. The people were just not listening. As evil as I portrayed these outfits, and I'd go off and I'd yell and scream and point them at people, I'd still fall for it. So I came to a realization, I don't know, maybe it was about 10 years ago, maybe a little bit less, where there is, it takes two to tango. Put it that way. It takes two to tango. And in all these ripoffs and scams and everything that we've covered, nobody held a gun to anybody's head and said, you know what? You know what? Put your money into that small cap NASDAQ stock that guy from New York called you up on the phone and told you to buy. Told you to show you doubles and triples on your money. Nobody held a gun to your head. And this is where we changed our focus and started talking about personal responsibility. And how we really pushing the idea here on the program that everything in life that has meaning, value, and worth involves work, time, and effort. And all of the crap, and there's a lot of crap that is pushed on you by the big brokerage firms, small brokerage firms, boiler room operators, insurance salesmen, you name it, is all a scam. Much of what you hear on any business program over the course of the day is a scam. The fact that these people are gurus, smarter than everybody else, better portfolio managers, hedge fund managers. Oh, they've got quants, and they've got algorithms, and they've got all of this stuff. They've got bubkis. Do you understand? Zip, zero, zilch, nada. That is their biggest trick, is making you think that they are smart. They're smart. Oh, they got fancy Ivy League degrees, and they start, you know, there's that song by Thomas Dolby from way back then, he blinded me with science. No, they blind you with bull excrement, math, other crap that you don't understand. Alpha, beta, all this, that, and it's nothing. It's a big fat nothing. I'm the guy that's showing you that these magicians, I'm explaining how their tricks work. You could choose to listen, or you can choose to change the channel and go to your friendly neighborhood business program and listen to your local yokel schlock broker tell you what a great stock picker he is. We don't have any tricks at Markowski Investment. We don't have any tricks here at the Watchdog on Wall Street show. We don't. We understand our limitations. What was that, the Clint Eastwood film? The Magnum Force? Man's got to understand his limitations? Yeah, we understand. We understand that things are going to happen. Things are going to unforeseen things are going to happen that you can't predict. And, hey, let me tell you something. We've been pretty damn good at predicting major events that nobody else has been able to see. But did I know on September 11th, 2001, that two airplanes were going to crash into the World Trade Center and one crash into the Pentagon, one landed a field in Pennsylvania, setting off a mini market crash at that point in time? No. No. I didn't. Did I know how to deal with it, though? Sure. I did. Of course I did. Things are going to happen. Nassim Tlaib, he's got a great book out there. It's called Black Swan. He calls them Black Swan events. And you're going to have lots of Black Swan events throughout your life. And it changes everything. See, I'm going to give you an example of a Black Swan event. It's personal. Personal Black Swan event. I'm out at a dinner meeting. I'm out at a dinner meeting with a bunch of business associates is when we were getting Markowski Investments off the ground, getting it going. And I had a plan set. I was planned, ready to go. You know what my plan was? I'm going to focus like a laser beam on work. Focus like a laser beam on work, doing everything and anything that I could 7 days a week. We were going to make Markowski Investments work. No dating, no women, no nothing. I was single. I met my wife that night. Up, plans changed, didn't they? Again, things like that. It was a black swan event in my life. You never know. And you have to deal with these events. And that's what we deal with. That's what financial planning, quite frankly, is all about. You get those ridiculous questionnaires when you're filling out your 401k, when you take a job, and they ask you all of these questions. And some of them are just so damn absurd. How are you going to predict what's going to happen in your life? How do you know what opportunities are going to come in front of you? And again, more often than not, people restrict themselves with their plans. Yeah, they do. They box themselves in. They box themselves in and they let opportunities pass them by. I'm not a big fan of poetry. I'm just not. But I do remember one from ninth grade English, Robert Frost, The Road Not Taken. That one had an impact on me when I read that. I'll never forget it. Which road are you going to take? And this is some of the things that you need to understand. You want to save money. You want to put money away. You want to do all of these things. But you don't want to put limitations on your life and the things you're going to do. That'll hold you back. Anyway, again, you know what? This is a black swan. This is another example of a black swan radio show. I'm going to go here, there, and everywhere. We're going to take a break right now, though, because I kind of have to get back more into this. And I'm going to tie in the ripoffs and scams as well. There's your little Thomas Dolby right there. There you go. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our way. The right way. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Free consultations with our certified financial planner. 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Mike Hewitt here. Truth is, the media is not the news, and the folks they put forward for shock and sizzle are not representative of who we are as a people. They search for extremes, unusual, attention-grabbing, sensational entertainment. Yes, entertainment. What's the price of admission? You must be willing to be divided from your family, friends, and neighbors. You must redefine carnival barkers as journalists and suspend reality. Make no mistake, the circus is not a valid replacement for facts, much less the arena of ideas. That is, if the goal is to arrive at the best future for the American people. Am I attacking journalists? No, I can't find any. Cut and paste newspapers? Endless talking heads eager to gain your attention at all costs? Truth? News? Time to employ common sense, folks. We are the last line of defense. For more common sense, visit themikehewittshow.com.
The expensive mattress you're considering buying is a waste of money because it isn't customized to you. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of HelixSleep.com, the only place to get a customized mattress at a price you can afford. Here's how it works. Go to HelixSleep.com, fill out our two-minute sleep survey, and we'll design a mattress customized to your specific height, weight, and sleep preferences. And we can customize each side of the mattress. Because studies confirm optimal sleep is best achieved on a mattress custom-built just for you. And with prices starting at just $600, there's no reason to look anywhere else. With financing as low as 0% and our 100-night sleep trial, your perfect mattress is only a few clicks away at HelixSleep.com. And during our Memorial Day sale, go to HelixSleep.com/custom and you'll get up to $150 towards your mattress order. That's HelixSleep.com/custom for up to $150 off your mattress order. HelixSleep.com/custom.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Another song that's a little apropos, a little abracadabra, Steve Miller Band. Welcome back to the one, the only, The Watchdog on Wall Street show. Now, I'll get the emails. The first financial planner, guy owns a financial planning firm that doesn't come out and say that he's a guru and a special. So I'm not. Not, I'm not special. He said, I've got no quant, I've got no algorithm. I've got a brother, Matthew, who is a mathematics genius. I've got a brother, Michael, who has all of his specific. We all got our abilities, but we're not special. We're not. And to be quite honest with you, we understand that. And that's honestly been the key to our success. Understanding our own limitations. Understanding our own limitations and what we are capable of doing. I'm not going to go reaching for insane levels of return, taking crazy risks. Just don't do that. It doesn't make any sense. Anyway, I got to talk about a few ripoffs and scams I want to talk about. It's kind of like old school stuff. There's one I wanted to touch on. This was a hedge fund manager that actually got sentenced to go to jail. His name is Yasuna Murakami, and it was a Cambridge hedge fund, MC2 Capital Management. Had a couple of them. And again, I'm bringing this one up because listeners of this program have been ripped off by this guy. How do I know that listeners of this show have been ripped off by this guy? Well, they called me to ask about this guy, and they chose not to listen. Nothing I can do. I tried. Nothing I could do. Should I yell? Should I scream? No. And I mentioned this before here on the program. Most people, when they call me up and they ask me about a hedge fund or an investment guru or some private placement, whatever the hell the thing may be, they've already convinced themselves that they're in. They have. And I hate to break it to you. It's not the shark. It's not the con artist. It's not the sleazy hedge fund manager or the boiler room guy, the small cap guy, the Jordan Belfort type. They didn't convince you. You convinced yourself. Here you go. Little reality check. Okay? No spoonful of sugar to make the medicine go down. You convinced yourself. You are the one that took down all of the defense mechanisms that you should have had because you wanted to believe. You wanted to believe that it was real. You wanted to believe that it was true. There's another story here out of New York. This happened this past week. The guy was charged with ripping people of tens of millions of dollars. He's got a house in New York, got an office in New York, an office in Florida. And his investment was he was getting people to invest in the Belize International Airport. And you were going to see, it was a bridge loan. You were going to see upwards of 20% on your money, and your money was guaranteed. It was backed by real estate. Now, I want you to think for a second. Everybody put their thinking caps on right now. Remember that? Back in elementary school? Everyone put their thinking caps on. Wait a second. The guy is promising you a 20% plus return, and your money is guaranteed. What the hell does he need you for? Why would he need you? Why would he waste time with that deal, if such a deal ever existed in the history of the world, which it has not? He could walk down to his local bank, show them, and say, oh, okay, done, we'll give you the money. Why wouldn't they? It's a riskless transaction. People still believe in this. I like to kind of equate it to, and I made the comparison this past week on my weekday program. It took me back to my younger days. Remember the how could anybody forget? The television show, Mr. Rogers. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Do you remember when Mr. Rogers, he had that little tunnel there in his home where he had the little, was it a trolley? It was a trolley, wasn't it? I don't think it was a train, it was a trolley. That would take you, hello, boys and girls, we're going to go to the neighborhood of make-believe. And remember who's in charge of the neighborhood of make-believe? King Friday and the neighborhood of make-believe. That's where these investments come from. They're in the neighborhood of make-believe. And everyone who buys into these things, you decide on these things. You too want to be in the neighborhood of make-believe. And it's fun when you're there. You can imagine. Use your imagination. Wow. I'm imagining this investment works out just like he said it was going to do. And now I can buy a boat and I can do this and I can pay for that. And look at all the things that I can do. And yay, I'm in make-believe. And it feels good. It feels good when you're in the neighborhood of make-believe. But it's not real. Then you got to come back to reality. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. Watchdog on WallStreet.com.
Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Trump-Kim summit that was set for June 12th is off.
The world, and North Korea in particular, has lost a great opportunity for lasting peace and great prosperity and wealth.
That's Secretary of State Mike Pompeo at a previously scheduled Senate hearing, where this morning he ended up reading the letter from President Trump to Kim Jong-un. That letter sent following several harshly worded statements out of the North that were very critical of the United States and several members of the Trump administration, including Vice President Mike Pence. Republican Congressman Peter King saying of the president's decision,
I think he felt his latest statement showed that they were more just interested in making a show.
The Labor Department says 234,000 Americans filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, 11,000 more than the previous week. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay.
Hey! So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Hey! Because Hotels.com lets me do me.
Hey!
And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I want you to want me.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Yeah, this show is not, without a doubt, the show is not for the not for snowflakes. It's not for the faint of heart. Many people listen to this program, and I get emails. They wake up. They have an epiphany. They finally see it. And so it makes it worth my while. And I get those emails when I get those phone calls when we're able to help people out. But again, we fail a hell of a lot more than we succeed. I know this. I do. Again, like I said, people, it's human nature. They like living in the neighborhood of make-believe. How do you think these investment con artists, how do you think they sell this stuff to you? They look. They search. They listen. They want to find out what you want. what you want, what you like, what your desires are. They also want to know your fears. You know that? Well, man, it makes it really easy to sell you. Why do you think these social media outlets out there and Google and all these people, they collect all of this information on you? Ever wonder why? I can't even believe people actually do this. People taking personality tests on Facebook to see what Disney princess are you? If you were a character in Star Wars, which one would you be? Why do you think they do that? They're collecting info on you. That info is going to be sold. Some of it, you know what's going to be sold to? Investment firms. Because then when they call you up, they're going to know what you like and what you don't like. And they'll figure out what buttons to push to get you to buy. It's genius if you actually think about it, what they're doing. And the fact you get millions of people all across the country saying, I'm C-3PO. I'm R2-D2. Yeah. Now you're just going to be pitched even more. And they're going to know how to get to you. That's what they do. That's how they operate. It was funny. One of the greatest con artists on Wall Street as far as sales were concerned, Jordan Belfort. Story out on him and how he's now a deadbeat. Not only is he a con artist, stole money from people, but he's a deadbeat too. And I laughed when I saw this. I said, did the prosecutors actually think he was going to pay back that $100 million plus that he agreed to? I mean, he stole more than $200 million, ripped people off for more than $200 million. But did they really think he was going to return over $100 million? No. Not going to happen. And I looked at the story and people were commenting on how they're disgusted. They see pictures of him traveling the world now and giving speeches here, there, and everywhere. And it makes me sick to my stomach. Stop being, I'm going to tell these people, you know what? Stop being angry with Jordan Belfort. Stop. Stop. It's eating you up inside. Stop it. Jordan Belfort is a shark. He's an evil person. He's going to have to meet his maker someday. He's going to have to meet his maker. Why not instead take responsibility for what happened? What happened? You're the one that sent their schlock brokers over at Stratton Oakmont hundreds of thousands of dollars to invest in small cap NASDAQ stocks. No one put a gun to your head and told you to do it. You did it because you wanted to get rich and wanted to get rich quick. Because that's what the broker told you on the other end of the line. You went to the neighborhood of make-believe and started dreaming of all of these riches that you could get by investing in small-cap NASDAQ stocks. What did you do? You defied the rule that everything in life that has meaning, value, and worth involves work, time, and effort. And that's why you lost money. I don't say I'm not compassionate. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes. But no, you're not going to get your money back. And you shouldn't let this eat you up inside. And yeah, that was a black swan event in your life. Now you have to deal with it. Now you have to move on. You have to deal. That's what we're experts at doing, is dealing with these situations. Been doing it for decades, well before this radio program. Funny thing is, I remind us, I mentioned this before on the program. When we first started, it was our account repair program. We were helping out. We were going out of our way to help people out that were victimized by Stratton, Oakmont, and Monroe Parker, and the litany of these penny stock firms that were out there all over the place. people would call us, we'd be helping them out, and they didn't even like, a lot of people didn't like the remedy. They didn't like the fact that we explained to them that it was going to take years for them to build back what they lost. Do you know what they did? They kept doing the same thing again and again, expecting different results, and ended up losing everything. Got to take a break. Went long. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Get the help you need. We'll be back.
Smart home technology? Meet beautiful window coverings with Smart Shades by Budget Blinds and Lutron. Easy and affordable automated shades that open and close at the touch of a button. Budget Blinds is North America's number one provider of custom window coverings, and Lutron is the most established name in smart home technology. So now you get the best in both fashion and function with our beautifully styled Smart Shades. We're your local experts, and we do it all for you. You just sit back and enjoy the seamless functionality of smart home automation to program and control your shades. Get style and service for every budget. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free smart home consultation. Call now to get a free smart lighting control bundle with your smart shade purchase. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or go online to budgetblinds.com. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogosuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogosuds shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogosuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Exercise is hard. So is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly a million people a year. But most of these deaths are preventable with regular activity, a healthier diet, and not smoking. Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. You can stop it starting right now. Get moving. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
All those traditional fantasies about retirement involve walking out of the workplace, whole new world, you got a vineyard, lots of golf, family time, social groups, all these stuff that you were dreaming of doing. Yep, the money and energy to enjoy it are all there, right? Well, maybe not so much. The picture today shaping up very, very differently. Over 50% of Americans of working age households are at risk of not maintaining their standard of living in retirement. That's right, much less board that fantasy cruise. With lifespans increasing, pensions dwindling, crafting a realistic retirement plan is not what it used to be. News stories and several research studies warn of a looming retirement crisis. That's what we're warning you about. You want to enjoy the type of retirement that you always dreamed of? Well, what you need to do is you need to get to our website. Get to WatchdogOnWallStreet.com and download our free white paper on the retirement crisis. That's WatchdogOnWallStreet.com.
Freeze frame!
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Ah, freeze frame, Jay Giles Band. I actually have this on 45 single way back when. Hey, this was a big tune at the roller skating parties back when I was in high school. Anyway, welcome back to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. We went long in the last segment. I got a couple quick stories I want to get to. And again, this is kind of reiterating some of the points that we made last week here on the program. I had a laugh. You had this bigwig, Daniel Pinto, bigwig J.P. Morgan Chase. Big trade. Well, he's, again, co-president of J.P. Morgan. Does an interview, CNBC. Big, extensive interview, CNBC, asking him all sorts of questions. And I'm laughing my head off while reading the damn thing. Because it read his responses to questions. You know what that sounded like? It sounded like your horoscope in the newspaper. You know what I'm talking about. You know how you read your horoscope in the paper? My sign is Cancer. I don't know what the hell that means. I just know that my birthday falls on those dates. So I go read the horoscope for Cancer in the newspaper. It's going to tell me a bunch of gobbledygook that, for some reason, some of it, in some way, shape, matter, or form, will be applicable to my life. That's how these things are written. You ever notice that's how these big Wall Street gurus and experts speak? They speak in horoscopes. Well, the market could crash by 40%, but the economy's doing really strong right now. At some point in time, it will. Ooh. Wow. Wow. He's so smart. No wonder he makes tens of millions of dollars a year. He's brilliant. No. No, he just said nothing. He just said nothing. That is the brilliance of these people on Wall Street. They say absolutely nothing, but the masses think that they're saying something, and something profound and wise. Please, do you understand that people, we laugh at them? We laugh at this? The whole thing is a show? That's all it is? It's entertainment? That's it? He doesn't know. And if he doesn't realize that he doesn't know, well, then he's really not very smart. If that doesn't make it, that makes sense to you, then you're starting to get me here at this program. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great, great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on 100 in Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County. Okay.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be. This is the Watchdog on Wall Street. When I go out,
yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. All right. If I get drunk, well, I know. I got a comment on a few things happening in our world. I've been talking about here on the program the reality of our retirement system here in this country, the pension that are running out of money around the country, and how everybody just seems to keep putting their head in the sand. And we just seem to think that we're different. Things can't happen here. And you know how many times that's happened throughout history? And I've written about it. I wrote about it in terms of one of my favorite places in the entire world, Santorini in Greece. Most beautiful islands, one of the most beautiful places I've ever been to in my entire life. As soon as I leave, I miss it. It's that beautiful. When you're staying at the top, if you've never been there before, in the afternoons, you look out over the water and you're up high and just how peaceful it is. It's weird. It's like it's so quiet. The quiet is loud. It's really, really hard to explain. But anyway, that island was crafted on a, you'd like to call another black swan event. And a volcano went off. Largest volcanic explosion in recorded history. Right there. Mediterranean. Blew the island apart. Now, at the time, that island was, some people actually think that it might have been Atlantis. Their civilization was so advanced. Life was so good on the island, people didn't even leave. They had no reason to. Wiped out. Now, was it all, did the volcano just all of a sudden just blow up? Were there signs that there were issues? Sure there were. Just like there were at Pompeii. I'm not going anywhere. Things will be just fine. Right. Same thing that people were saying in Greece. We opened up an office in Athens. This was Athens, Greece. We opened an office, I'm trying to get the exact date we did this. It's probably around 2004, 2003, 2004, I forget the exact time we did that. And my goal at the time was try to help people get their money out. Yeah, get them into the financial markets in America, help them out, get their pension money out, because we knew what was going to happen. I failed miserably. I tried, but it didn't work. I mean, I was got a bunch of people, but it didn't work out the way I thought it was going to work out. Many things don't work out the way I planned them. That's life. People didn't want to believe that their pensions were going to be cut, that they were going to run into the financial issues that they were going to run into. We knew. It was just math. But people chose not to listen. This is happening all over the country, and I don't know what's going to happen. I don't. There was a story out of Illinois, and this is frightening for the people that actually live in Illinois. Illinois has the highest property taxes in the country, and they're about ready to get higher, get raised to an even higher degree. Homeowners with houses worth $250,000 are going to be asked to pay, this goes through, an additional $2,500 per year in property taxes. Those with homes worth $500,000 a year are going to pay an additional $5,000. Those with homes worth $1 million are going to pay an additional $10,000 a year on top of what they already pay which is the highest in the country. Why? Well, their pensions are underfunded. Their pensions are underfunded, and they've got to come up with the money somehow, somewhere, by law. Now, again, you want to talk about what is going to happen to the real estate market in Illinois? Well, it's going to correct big time. Big time. So people who own real estate right now are going to get hurt badly. People moving into the state, it won't bother them so much because, again, they're going to buy in at a lower rate. So basically, the state of Illinois is sticking it to its long-term residents. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen next. I don't know if it's going to go through. Wouldn't surprise me. You take a look at some of these things that are happening around the country, they make your jaw drop. What just happened in the state of Washington, in Seattle, has to be one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard of in my life. You're going out and you're imposing a tax on businesses based upon their headcount? You're taxing people for hiring people because they have a gross revenues over $20 million? Does anybody understand how this works? What if your business grosses $20 million, but you only make $250,000? And let's say you've got 50 employees. You're basically now losing money. But again, this is enacted. It's put together by people that have neither built nor created anything of any value in their entire lives. It's life's complainers, rabble rousers, losers. Losers. I'm not afraid to say it. What do? What do you build? What do you create? Oh, I work for a nonprofit. Listen, when I say to these people, get a life here on the program, I'm saying it with, it's a term of endearment. I'm coaching you. I'm telling you, you know what? You have got to go out and get yourself a life. Do something actually productive. Stop living off of others. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump signed a bill rolling back certain banking regulations into law. The law, which Congress passed with bipartisan support, eases rules on all but the largest institutions. President Trump doesn't sound like a big fan of Dodd-Frank.
Since its passage in 2010, Dodd-Frank has dealt a huge blow to community banking. As a candidate, I pledged that we would rescue these community banks from Dodd-Frank, the disaster of Dodd-Frank. And now we are keeping that commitment, and all of the people with me are keeping that commitment.
The president also addressed his decision to withdraw from the June 12th summit with Kim Jong-un.
Well, many things can happen, and a great opportunity lies ahead, potentially. I believe that this is a tremendous setback for North Korea and, indeed, a setback for the world.
This is USA Radio News.
So here's a great question. How much would you save if you joined MediShare for your healthcare program? The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You might save more. Tammy left a major company and needed a new way ahead for her family. She'd heard about the savings with MediShare, but was wondering about the network of providers.
Once we started the program, I have not had to switch one doctor for myself or for my kids. So all the doctors that we were previously with were all in MediShare.
And she says the process has been fantastic.
I got off the phone and I was like, that's what it should be like. It was a pleasurable experience. An encouraging experience at that.
MediShare might be just the thing you're looking for your family, your budget. Use the savings for other things. Why not get your questions answered? Find out